Kamala Harris' candidacy ignites civil war between Hollywood and Silicon Valley. Fuck these Trump-loving techies. By David Ng on July 25, 2024. 4 years ago, Hollywood and Silicon Valley were united in their mission to stop then-President Donald Trump's re-election at all costs. But now, as more tech brothers have publicly declared their support for Trump, the already uneasy relationship between California's two largest industries, political fundraising bonanzas both, has become bitter and nasty. From Elon Musk to David Sachs to the Winklevoss twins, tech brothers are jumping on the Trump train in response to the Biden-Harris administration's many ruinous policies, particularly its penchant for excessive regulation and plans to introduce a tax on unrealized capital gains, which would hammer the wealthy and sap innovation. Even Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who interfered in the 2020 election on behalf of Joe Biden, recently called Trump a badass for surviving the recent assassination attempt. Their political heresy has only further estranged them from Hollywood elites, who already deeply resent them for upending the entertainment industry with streaming media. "Fuck these Trump-loving techies," an unnamed Hollywood executive told The Hollywood Reporter. Another unnamed source told the outlet, "Look, it's no secret that Hollywood has never been very fond of these guys, tech brothers. Nobody relishes the thought of these people in bed with the Trump administration. There's a shitload of money here in Hollywood, as well as a lot of disdain for these tech brothers. And I think you'll see people putting up a lot of dough just to teach these dudes they can't buy an election." The acrimony comes as more Silicon Valley billionaires pour money into Trump's bid to retake the White House. Tech venture capitalists Mark Andreessen and Ben Horowitz have reportedly committed to donating to America PAC, the pro-Trump super PAC that reportedly was recently created by those close to Elon Musk. In a recent blog post, Andreessen and Horowitz slammed the Biden-Harris administration. "The American government is now far more hostile to new startups than it used to be," they wrote, saying regulatory agencies use brute force investigations, prosecutions, intimidation, and threats to hobble new industries. They also blasted Biden-Harris' plan to introduce a tax on unrealized capital gains, which they said would absolutely kill the startup industry. As Breitbart News reported, Tyler Winklevoss recently said that he and his brother Cameron now back Trump, noting that the current Biden-Harris administration has been openly hostile to cryptocurrency. "Over the past few years, the Biden administration has openly declared war against crypto. It has weaponized multiple government agencies to bully, harass, and sue the good actors in our industry in an effort to destroy it," he wrote. Tech brothers are also said to approve of Trump's pick of Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., as his vice presidential running mate. Vance once worked as a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley before entering the political arena. Meanwhile, in Hollywood, elite donors have now dutifully transferred their allegiance to Kamala Harris after not so long ago marching in lockstep for Biden's re-election. Hollywood has gone gaga for Harris in the 2 days since Biden quit his campaign. Among the industry fundraising bundlers who have committed to backing her are George Clooney and Rob Reiner, as well as numerous other celebrities and celebrity influencers including Robert De Niro, Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, and Mark Ruffalo. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.